This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Yesterday I asked the question then, what value am I? Do I really matter? And I want to say again today, you are a special person that's created in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, for example, God reaches down and takes the dust, the ground, and he forms it into a human body and breathes into its nostrils the breath of life. And here's Adam, blinks his eyes and begins to breathe. He becomes a living human being. And God realizes it's not good for man to be alone, even though his God is surrounded by the beauty of paradise. So he puts Adam to sleep, takes a rib and forms woman. And God causes her to live and breathe and become part of Adam's life. We don't know how long it is, but Adam and Eve live in God's created paradise. They walk in the cool of the evening, everything the purpose for which they were created. They were there to have fellowship with God, to honour him. And we're told that they were created in the image of God. Not that they looked like him, but they thought like him. And they can make decisions like he makes decisions. They're responsible for those decisions. God created them. I think it's important when we recognise this simple fact. As I said yesterday, we were created by God and we're important to him. Don't let anyone talk you down and tell you that you're nothing. Therefore, we mustn't think too lowly of ourselves. And I mentioned too Psalm 8, as David looked at the sky and the stars, and he said, God, you've made me just a little lower than yourself. That's pretty high on the ladder of things, but you crowned me with glory and honour. You made me ruler over all the works of your hands. But I want to say that we mustn't think too highly of ourselves. The Bible says that. Don't think too highly of yourselves, for your sins have scratched and marred the image of God in which you were created. That's been the problem. Adam and Eve did the very thing God told them not to. They had all the things that they wanted, but they chose to do what God had told them not to do, and they yielded to the devil's temptation. So as a result, all the world trembles and groans because of that thing. We read that Adam and Eve realized they were naked. They were ashamed to be in the presence of God. They covered themselves up, tried to hide from God. And of course, they have children. Their children, Adam and Eve's children, learn to argue and fight. And next thing we know, Cain kills his brother. Why? Because he's a product of a sinful environment. But we were created to walk with God. But the problem is the thing called sin. So the danger is here. If you think too much of yourselves, pretty soon you think, well, I'm not just created in the image of God. I'm bigger than God. I'll control my life. I'm in charge of my own destiny. Well, Jesus makes us once again able to reflect the image of God. And the Apostle Paul says, you were created in God's image, and that image has been marred. But you can reflect the glory through Christ. You can be made full and complete. In fact, when he wrote to the Colossian Christians, that's Colossians 2 verse 10, he says, you are fully grown, yes, because you belong to Christ, who is over every power and authority. You are complete in him. You are ready for the voyage of your life, actually. It talks about a nautical or a voyage when it says you are complete in him. You are on a journey. So isn't it a wonderful way of saying you're ready for the voyage of life in Jesus Christ, and whatever you need for that journey, Christ is the answer. So are you being enticed by your own ideas, or have you turned to Jesus? I said yesterday about Peter Sellers, who said he didn't know who he was, he didn't know who the real him was. But Jesus is there. The Bible says that anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten and everything is new. You can have a new life in Christ. Well, dear God, so often I want things for myself. Instead of thinking of others, may today be an exception as I reach out to anyone who needs a hand, who needs a special word of encouragement, so that I can find who I am, made in your image. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.